Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval for subdivision 2007-9 for Thompson Shell LLC based upon the record and for the following reasons. The applicant is seeking approval of a cluster subdivision within the AR1 zone. The applicant is seeking cluster lots with a minimum area of 7,500 square feet. A subdivision on this site will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or communities. The subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, area roadways, or public transportation. The proposed subdivision meets the purpose and standard of the subdivision ordinance. I am satisfied that this project is superior in design under the subdivision ordinance. It is a superior design because it preserves large amounts of open space, particularly along the Broadkill River. Also, all buffers exceed 50 feet, and in most areas, they are increased to 150 feet. This also preserves existing trees, and the developer has proposed reforestation throughout the project. The design addresses the requirements of 99-9C of the code. The subdivision will have no more than 256 lots on 195.63 acres. This results in a density that is less than the maximum density permitted in the AR1 zone. The subdivision will be served by central water and sewer. The preliminary approval is subject to the following conditions. There shall be no more than 256 lots within the subdivision. The applicant shall form a homeowners association responsible for the perpetual maintenance of streets, roads, any buffers, stormwater management facilities, erosion and sediment control facilities, and other common areas. The stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. It shall be constructed and maintained using best management practices. All entrances shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements, and an area for a school bus stop shall be established. The location of the school bus stop shall be coordinated with the local school district. Road naming and addressing shall be subject to review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and settlement control facilities. The final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. A 30-foot agricultural buffer shall be shown along the boundaries bordering on any land used primarily for any agricultural purpose. The final site plan shall also contain a landscape buffer for all of the buffered areas, showing all of the landscaping and vegetation to be included in the buffered areas. The developer shall maintain as many existing trees as possible. The undisturbed forest area shall be shown on the final site plan. The final site plan shall also show areas where forestation will occur. No wetlands shall be included within any lot lines. A system of street lighting shall be established. Sidewalks shall be located on one side of all streets in the subdivision. There shall be walking paths throughout the subdivision as proposed by the developer. The subdivision shall be served by central sewer system as defined by Sussex County Ordinance, designed in accordance with Sussex County Engineering Department and DENREC specifications. Within 2 years of the issuing of the first residential building permit, the developer shall construct all of the recreational amenities. As proposed by the applicant, there will be a 50-foot buffer from all wetland areas. The buffer area shall be depicted on the final site plan. In addition, all required silt fencing shall be installed on the upland side of these buffered areas.
A question, Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Burton, with the sidewalks, you're comfortable with the one on one side instead of both sides, given it's a cluster?
I am.
Okay. I'll second the motion.
All right, sir. It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone, I'm sorry, of subdivision number 2007-9, Thompson Shell LLC, for the reasons and with the conditions stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? K Carried. Our next item is subdivision 2007-10, Rita Lynn Incorporated, as a preliminary.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2007-90 for Rita Lynn LLC, right?
Yes, Incorporated.
Incorporated, based upon the record and for the following reasons. The proposed subdivision meets the purpose of the subdivision code in that it protects the orderly growth of the county. It also meets the requirements of the subdivision code and the items listed in section 99-9C of the code have been favorably addressed. The proposed subdivision density of 0.82 lots per acre is less than the density permitted by the existing AR1 zoning. The proposed subdivision will be a restricted residential development and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. The proposed subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, and community facilities or area roadways and public transportation. NREC has indicated that the site is suitable for on-site septic systems. This approval is subject to the following conditions. There shall be no more than 53 lots within the subdivision. The applicant shall form a homeowners association responsible for the perpetual maintenance of streets, roads, any buffers, stormwater management facilities, erosion and settlement control facilities, and other common areas. Stormwater management systems shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. It shall be constructed and maintained using best management practices. All entrances shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirement, and an area for a school bus stop shall be established. The location of the school bus stop shall be coordinated with the local school district. Road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sediment control facilities. The final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. A 30-foot forested agricultural buffer shall be shown along the boundaries bordering any lands used primarily for any agricultural purposes, including lands now owned by Byron Jefferson. There shall also be a buffer installed along Fleetown Road and the adjacent property at the northern corner of the site to screen that residential lot. The final site plan shall contain a landscape plan for all of the buffered areas showing all of the landscaping and vegetation to be included in the buffer areas. The developer shall maintain as many existing trees as possible. The undisturbed forested area should be shown on the final site plan. No wetlands shall be included in any lot lines. A system of street lighting shall be established. As provided by the applicant, there shall be a 100-foot buffer from the stream and a 100-foot buffer from all wetland areas. In addition, all required silt fencing shall be installed on the upland side of these buffers. A hunting notice similar to the agricultural use notice shall be included in the final site plan and within the restricted covenants governing the subdivision.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2007-10, Rita Lynn Incorporated, for the reasons and with the conditions stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is change of zone number 1666, Beaver Properties LLC.
Again, Mr. Chairman. I move that we recommend approval of CZ 1666 for Beaver Properties LLC for a change of zone from GR Residential to GR RPC based upon the record and for the following reasons. This property is currently zoned GR General Residential. Under this application, the basic zoning and the density permitted in a GR zone will not change. The County Engineering Department County Engineering Department has indicated that adequate wastewater capacity is available for the project. Central water will also be provided. With the conditions and stipulations placed upon it, the RPC designation is appropriate since it allows the creation of superior environment through the density, through the design ingenuity while protecting existing and future uses. It permits a design that duplicates the grid layout of the town of Ellendale. It also incorporates moderately priced housing units. The project will not adversely affect the neighborhood or surrounding community, and it is consistent with the growth patterns of the adjacent town of Ellendale. According to the county's current comprehensive plan and town's plan, the project is in a growth area. The applicant has favorably addressed the items set forth in 99-9C of the subdivision code. This recommendation is subject to the following conditions. The maximum number of lots shall not exceed 405 units, with 399 of those being in the town of Ellendale. There shall be 233 single-family lots and 172 townhouses. 60 of those units shall also be moderately priced housing units spread evenly throughout the project. All entrances, intersections, interconnection roadways, and multimodal improvements required by DLDOT shall be completed in accordance with DLDOT's requirements. The development shall be served as part of the Sussex County Sanitary Sewer District. The developer shall comply with all requirements and specification of the County Engineering Department. The RPC shall be served by Central Water, Stormwater Management, and Erosion and Sediment Control Facilities shall be constructed in accordance with all applicable state and county requirements. These facilities shall be operated in a manner that is consistent with best practices. There shall be sidewalks on both sides of all streets within the RPC. A system of street lighting shall be installed. The developer shall form a homeowners association responsible for the maintenance of the streets, roads, buffers, open space, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. There shall be active and passive recreational amenities provided. The location and the description of the active amenities shall be subject to the review of the commission and shown on the final site plan. A 50-foot wide bermed and vegetated buffer shall be established along the railroad. This shall be shown on the final site plan. Upon completion of development, all silt fences shall be removed from the site. A school bus stop shall be provided with parking for at least 12 vehicles. The location of the bus stop area shall be shown on the final site plan. Road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sediment control facilities. The final site plan shall include a landscape buffer for all of the open space and buffered areas, showing all of the landscaping and vegetation to be included in those areas. The final site plan shall include a phasing plan and shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
One clarification, Mr. Burton, if I will. I might have misheard you, but the 399 units were within Sussex County, not the town of Ellendale. So as long as that correction is noted in that motion.
Second. So moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1666 Beaver Properties for the reasons stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is conditional use number 1746 JCBB LLC.
And Mr. Chairman, if I may, I'd like to give Mr. Burton a breather and I'll take care of this motion.
All right, sir. I'm sure he would appreciate that.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 1746, application of JCBB LLC to amend conditional use number 1321, also known as ordinance number 1361, to allow an office showroom and an artist space in addition to the previously approved contractor's office and equipment storage, based upon the record and for the following reasons. This application is for utilization of unused space in the existing building for more effective use of the building. The additional uses requested with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or community. The additional uses requested will make more efficient utilization of the building and will complement the current uses. The proposed uses is for the general convenience and welfare of the county. And the current and proposed uses are similar in nature to nearby commercial and conditional uses. This recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions. All the stipulations imposed by conditional use 1321 or ordinance 1361 still apply. And those stipulations include that there's to be one on-premise sign not exceeding 32 square feet per side or facing, that security lighting may be provided at the parking area near the garage, and the parking area shall be improved at a minimum with crush and run. And the employee parking has already been designated on the site plan, and that all outside storage shall be within a fenced area to the rear of the building. In addition, no additional signs are permitted. Rather, the existing 32 square foot sign may need to be altered in order to advertise the additional uses. Any additional displays shall not be located in the front yard setback, and the hours of operation for the businesses located on this property shall be Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., with some Sunday hours for occasional exhibits. And where there are no structural changes proposed, then I recommend that a final site plan review by the Planning and Zoning Commission is not to be required.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1746 JCB LLC for the reasons and with the stipulations stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Carried. Ladies and gentlemen, we've reached the point in our meeting when it's time for our public hearings. For those of you who are not frequent attendees here at Planning and Zoning, I would like to direct your attention to our esteemed counsel to my left and your right, who has a few well-chosen words regarding the way that we conduct our meetings and the way we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As stated, this is the time and the place for the scheduled public hearings of the Planning and Zoning Commission. These proceedings will be conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission that were adopted in 1998. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission meeting to view the commission's deliberations and voting on the pending applications. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Everyone in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please don't do anything that distracts from these proceedings, and follow the directions of the chairman. If you have a pager, cell phone, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, we ask that you take the time now to switch it off or turn it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman. Then the director will review the application and any agency comments or correspondence that's been received. The applicant will then present its case to explain the case to the commission and may present any exhibits and testimony that supports the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant presents its application, the chairman will invite public comment. The supporters will go first, followed by any opponents. If there's a spokesperson or an attorney here representing an organized group, we ask that they identify themselves and speak first. When speaking to the commission, please identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. The chairman does have the authority to set reasonable time limits to terminate testimony that is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. The commission may ask questions of supporters and opponents, but no direct questioning or cross-examination of witnesses or applicants will be permitted. All questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission may direct the question to the appropriate person if the commission thinks it's necessary. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested or permitted by the commission. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir, we thank you. Our first public hearing is subdivision 2007-11, Donald K.